Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Koman, Head of Emerging Markets Research EMEA. It's Friday, December 17th, 2021. And this week, we are reviewing the performance of emerging markets in 2021. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Essan, the end of the year is almost around the corner, and it is becoming fairly clear that emerging markets have failed to meet the optimism from the beginning of this year. Can you offer listeners the key themes that have been driving the challenging backdrop for emerging markets in 2021?
Thanks, Una. What a year has turned out indeed for emerging markets. Certainly, emerging market growth has turned more challenging and more heterogeneous than the outset of the year. And whilst monetary and fiscal policy has played a vital role in supporting growth since the onset of the virus, but with policy tightening, these tailwinds are turning into headwinds. Meanwhile, inflation has been driven sharply higher across many emerging markets by a confluence mix of higher commodity prices, base effects, reopening reverberations, and fast recovering developed market demand. Now, Una, our central theme to sum up 2021 for emerging markets is stagflation trepidation. That is the worrisome mix of slowing growth and rising inflation, which crept into conversations as inflation reaches 10-year highs in many emerging markets and comparisons with the 1970s, which was marked by a series of oil shocks leading to sharp price rises as well as disruptions to energy supply, are now rife. Now, negative supply shocks, of which we are increasingly experiencing, are particularly taxing for emerging markets in that it has become increasingly evident that the pressure continues to build against the backdrop of global trade tensions and virus-related disruptions in supply chains, but also the spike in commodity prices, which are especially inflationary in emerging markets, and the tightening in global liquidity as developed market central banks head towards normalization of the ultra-loose monetary policy. So perhaps to sum it up, our as well as markets' bullish expectations at the outset of 2021 for emerging markets has been increasingly trimmed, with momentum firmly with the bears and the assessment for emerging markets.
And Essan, how about the individual main macro drivers of the performance? Where have the headwinds particularly come from?
Sure. Well, Una, let me break this down. So first on economic growth. Well, emerging markets have had multiple supply chain shocks in 2021. Such supply pressures are stagflationary with more volatile inflation dynamics, sizable funding needs, and limited room to boost growth, notably at this point in the cycle. Now, whilst an imperfect comparison, markets have been drawing parallels with the 1970s. And throughout 2021, we would say that compared to that period where there was marked by a series of oil shocks leading to sharp price rises, negative supply shocks this time around have been much more broader. So first, we have retrogressive globalization trends and trade tensions. Second, there are ongoing COVID-19 supply disruptions, which we didn't have last time. Third, rising commodity prices. Fourth, it has been a case of tailwinds to headwinds for monetary and fiscal policies. And finally, there has been less supportive global liquidity backdrop. Now, away from economic growth, and perhaps the most dominant theme for global markets in 2021 has been inflation. And the headline inflation rates have been driven sharply higher across emerging markets this year by a potent combination of higher commodity prices, that's both food and energy, base effects, and reopening reverberations, that is one-off price increases in the sectors that have been most affected by lockdowns. Now, this has led CPI reaching its near highest levels since 2010 for most major emerging markets, with the only real exceptions coming from Asia, where price pressures remain broadly muted given the weaker consumption dynamics. Now, encouragingly, Una, we expect inflation in most emerging markets to peak towards the end of this year or in early 2022 due to base effects from commodity prices turning deflationary, as well as easing supply chain bottlenecks and fading impact of the reopening of economies. Next theme, and related to inflation, is monetary policy. And here, emerging market rates have turned higher quite early on in 2021. And over the past year, we have witnessed a hiking cycle that has been faster and indeed more front-loaded than previous cycles. Indeed, the combination of emerging markets comprising more commodity-intensive CPI baskets relative to developed markets and emerging market central banks being less willing to look through non-core inflationary pressures has broadly prompted additional hiking biases across the EM space. Now, concerns over rising inflationary pressures, as well as the potential de-anchoring of inflation expectations in some cases, markets have become quite concerned over the sustainability of fiscal policy, which has been front and center of EM central banks' attention. A separate theme is on external balances, and here, setting aside global factors, relative to much of the post-global financial crisis of 2008-2009 period, EM external balances are significantly healthier, even among higher-yielding countries that traditionally run current account deficits. Now, crucially, the importance in flows, that is the current account, has been translated into an improvement in the stock position. That is, reserves coverage of external finance needs has strengthened in most major emerging markets, and that's even among the high-yielding emerging markets that traditionally run current account deficits. And so therefore, for us, the emerging market complex is less reliant on external financing. Final theme is on fiscal balances and debt. So with emerging market growth improving in 2021 somewhat, fiscal financing needs have been lower, with fiscal risks broadly diminished, particularly for emerging market commodity exporters that have experienced marked gains. Now, more broadly, however, the significant deterioration of fiscal balances and public debt buildup across the EMs is going to be a legacy that will confront markets and challenge policymakers for the years to come, in our view, with most EM economies returning fiscal balances to pre-Paris levels. It's likely probably going to be a multi-year endeavor. And indeed, and perhaps to end, reversing the sharp increase in debt will likely take even longer, if it ever happens. And after all, the historical record shows that the large fiscal expansions in emerging markets seldom fully mean reverse, increasing the emerging market risk premium commanded by investors.
Finally, Ehsan, with this more weaker emerging market performance in mind, are we in for another lost decade for emerging markets?
Great question, Una. I would say succinctly, not quite, no. So granted, the strong, swift rebound from the pandemic ran out of steam in emerging markets over most of 2021, causing investors to recalibrate whether this will be another lost decade for EMs. However, we would say that there are core differences between the recovery after the global financial crisis of 2008-2009 and the rebound from the COVID-19 across EMs. So first, the CRB commodity price index has emerged from a 10-year bear market and should not be susceptible to another bear market collapse while the world undertakes infrastructure spending and begins the transition to a greener energy equilibrium. And second, the Bloomberg EMFX index, which dropped in tandem with commodities after 2011, has reached a record low point and should be supported by gains in the terms of trade caused by rising commodity prices. And so we do not believe it will be another lost decade for the EM complex. However, certainly looking ahead, our conviction is one of caution for emerging markets in 2022. And for us, emerging market growth in aggregate should moderate, but still print above its pre-pandemic pace next year, following a strong but incomplete rebound in 2021. However, growth will be desynchronized and will rotate, in our view, from those further along reopening their economies, that is, places like Latin America and a majority of emerging markets in EMEA, which are both decelerating towards trend growth, according to our forecast, to those at earlier stages of reopenings, that is, in places like emerging market Asia, which is set to lead in 2022. Meanwhile, on the inflation front, which caused much of the tightening cycle in 2021, is set to peak, then moderate, with base effects from commodity prices turning deflationary alongside easing supply chain bottlenecks. Very finally, emerging market rates will likely continue to rise and probably broaden to emerging market Asia, but critically driven more by concerns about capital flight given tightening global financial conditions than inflation.
Thanks very much for sharing your insight, Ehsan. Have a lovely week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Ona. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for further information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.